This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
This afternoon at the South Shore Cultural Center, more than 40 people fighting to get out of a life of gun violence will celebrate earning their high school diplomas. They're part of the anti-violence program Chicago CRAD, which works to offer counseling and training to the people at the center of the city's gun violence epidemic. The goal is to help them on a new path and reduce their risk of shooting or being shot. Graduating from high school is a major milestone on that journey, and WBEZ's Patrick Smith has more.
There was a day in 2011 when Lorenzo Taylor was outside his house. He was trying to help some friends who had locked their keys in the car when someone came out of an alley and started shooting. A bullet hit Taylor's cousin in the back and killed him. Taylor was just 17 at the time. Violence was not completely new to him. He was already in a gang, but this was the first person from their crew to be killed. And after witnessing a murder up close, there was only one response for him and his friends. Hypervigilance.
We literally didn't go in the house after that. We was on the block every day because we just had to protect everything around us. Like, now it's like, ain't no losing no more people. Now you got to protect everything that's on this block, which is each other.
Taylor dropped out of school as he tried to stay alive. The gang and the escalating violence became his life. He spent the next decade locked in it.
Because it's easy to say, yeah, just stop, but stop and then do what? We can't move. So what are we supposed to stay in the house forever?
Taylor's lifelong best friend, Dantrell Jelks, was in the middle of it with him since they were little.
I was in the street since I was like 8 years old, chasing up behind my brothers, being a lookout man for the police, like all this when I was a kid.
Years ago, Jelks was shot several times. Many of his friends murdered. In 2019, he was released from prison after being convicted of being a gang member in possession of a machine gun. Then, last October, Taylor got shot while he was walking to the store. Taylor and Jelks knew how to respond. Revenge. But the shooting had caught the attention of anti-violence workers with Chicago CRED. They knew it was part of an ongoing conflict and worried about retaliation. The outreach workers got Taylor's number from someone in the neighborhood. They got a hold of him and were able to talk him and Jelks down. They were ready for a change.
We weren't, like, active when I got shot, but that almost made us jump back into a lifestyle.
It was a moment, but at the same time, we all lose at the end. We go get back together, one of us risks going to jail or getting killed. Like, we gained nothing out of that.
Taylor and Jelks joined the CRED program together in February. They get anger management sessions, job training, and a salary, and they started taking online classes to get their high school diplomas. Today, 10 years after the murder of Taylor's cousin cemented their place in a gang, the two will be celebrating their high school graduation, along with 44 other members of Chicago CRED. Taylor and Jelks have become leaders in the program. The two men, hardened by navigating the worst of the violence in our city, called their mentoring program Understand We Love You. They are working with about 10 younger guys, all teenagers. They bring them to the Youth Peace Center in Roseland, try to give them a safe space and share advice.
Because Craig showed us, so now we're trying to get back to them to show them the same thing. So with them seeing us change and actually being from the same neighborhood, it's going to inspire them.
But in June, one of the kids from the group they'd started, 16-year-old Deshaun Reed, was murdered in his bed.
A teenager has been shot and killed on the city's far south side. Police say the 16-year-old boy was inside a home when he was shot in the head.
Deshaun's friends in the program are the same age now as Jelks and Taylor were when the murder of Taylor's cousin locked them into the cycle of violence. They knew the fear, anger, and confusion the kids were feeling, and the impulse to close ranks, push everything aside except survival and violence.
We were trying to prevent that from the start. And then just to let them know that we ain't, like, it's real, because y'all coming to the age where this one stuff started getting real. Because that's when it got real for us.
And they're trying to be a model for a different way of life.
And we trying to show them, like, we just not saying do something different. We're going to be doing different with you.
Taylor says today he expects he'll be thinking about his slain cousin as he accepts his diploma. Next, he plans to take college courses. He's thinking he might want to be a therapist. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.